The U.S. Department of Justice is asking a federal judge to block enforcement of Texas's recent abortion law. That law effectively bans the procedure after about 6 weeks into pregnancy, and there are no exceptions for rape or incest. The law is considered the most restrictive measure in the country. The U.S. Supreme Court recently allowed Texas to go ahead with it. The Biden administration then sued the state over the matter. The Supreme Court is also planning to review Mississippi's abortion law, which bans most procedures after 15 weeks. At issue are a couple of long-standing decisions that have allowed states to regulate, but not ban, abortions before fetal viability. Those would be Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Mississippi wants justices to overturn them. Now, here in Wisconsin, advocates on both sides of the abortion debate say this is the closest we've come to outlawing abortion since Roe v. Wade was handed down in 1973. So what happens here if the ruling is reversed? Well, the answer is a little bit complicated. Now, you can join us at 800-642-1234. What do you ultimately want to see happen with abortion in Wisconsin or across the country? Should it be permitted or banned? What situations would you support it? Or do you think that it's no one's business? Call in now, 800-642-1234. Again, that number is 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Jesse Opoyan is the State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Capitol Times. Jesse, nice to have you back on Central Time.
Great to be back, JC.
So let's look at Wisconsin's abortion law because it goes pretty far back. Can you talk a bit about it?
Sure. It goes very far back. The earliest we know is 1849. It could have been earlier, but we know that there's a law in 1849, which is, I'm sure everyone knows, a year after Wisconsin became a state. So pretty much as long as we've existed as a state, abortion has been illegal in Wisconsin. Under the ban, any person except for the mother who, under the law, quote, intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child, unquote, is guilty of a class H felony. So it does have a few exceptions if it's deemed medically necessary to save the mother's life, but it doesn't make exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's health, mental or physical. That ban was amended in 1985 to make sure that those penalties only apply to physicians, like I said, not to the women who are having abortions. But because of Roe versus Wade, it's been unenforceable since that Supreme Court decision.
So we've had Roe versus Wade for close to five decades at this point, and it basically superseded state laws on the matter. So looking at Wisconsin's, which has not been enforceable even with that that amendment in the 80s, how does our law compare to 11 other states that also have an abortion ban?
Sure. Well, there are eight states, Wisconsin included, that have a ban that was put into law before Roe versus Wade was decided. And those are much older laws. Then there are 11 who enacted bans after Roe versus Wade. And those were, you know, with the knowledge that they couldn't be enforceable, but with the intention that they would take effect if the ruling would be overturned. And the net effect is pretty much the same across the board for all of those.
We're talking to Jesse Opoyan right now. She's the State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Capitol Times. We are talking right now about Texas's recent law regarding abortion and what it's being called one of the most restrictive, if not the most restrictive in the country, and the upcoming Supreme Court fight over it. And you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. So people on both sides of this debate are either concerned or hopeful that Roe versus Wade could be overturned, given these laws that we've seen in other states. And if we want to maybe have a thought experiment here, let's say that Roe is cast down. What would then happen here in Wisconsin?
Well, we'd probably see some lawsuits starting pretty quickly. We'd probably be seeing some legislation being introduced too, just based on whichever interest is being represented. But both sides agree on this. There's not really anything necessary to be done to trigger it into taking effect. Basically, if it's overturned by the Supreme Court, the ban takes effect here in Wisconsin. What that means in terms of enforcement is it's up to the local level. So a local district attorney would have to actually be the one to enforce that law. You could look at the places that provide the most abortions in Wisconsin right now, being Madison and Milwaukee. Knowing the political makeup of those counties and those areas, you might not have DAs enforcing that. It's hard to say. That could end up in court. I think, you know, like everything here in Wisconsin that people disagree about, it's likely that this would end up in court one way or another. But that's the long and short of it. It happens right away, and but it's up to locals to actually enforce it.
Well, let's look at what some of the state reaction has been so far. We know that at least 24 attorneys general have filed a brief in support of the Department of Justice, which has moved to temporarily block that Texas law. Obviously, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call signed onto that yesterday. What have we heard from his office?
Sure. You know, that was kind of the biggest policy step from them on this. You know, I did ask the DOJ about enforcement of the ban, and you know, as I said earlier, it is up to the local level. And he said, in addition to joining that lawsuit, he said that this is something the state legislature should act on. There has been legislation introduced to overturn that ban many times, hasn't gotten traction, obviously under the Republican legislature. But he, like others who aren't necessarily in a position to make the law, is saying the legislature should do that.
I want to go to one of our callers right now, Jesse. We have Cindy in Superior. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I was just wondering why there wasn't a vote casted in Texas before this law was passed.
And do you mean in the state legislature, Cindy, or, you know, at the, I guess, the regular voter level?
Voter level.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Cindy. So, Jesse, you don't cover Texas. You are based here in Wisconsin. But what have we heard about the political fight that went down in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know offhand what Texas's laws are in terms of, you know, what voters can have a say in and what that actually accomplishes. But, you know, say, for instance, here in Wisconsin, you could amend the Constitution with a vote, but you can't pass a law with a vote. So there are a lot of states, there are some states that do have binding referendums. You can put an issue to voters and say, you know, we as a legislature want to know what you think, and, you know, the law will happen based on the vote. States like Wisconsin, you can put an issue like that on the ballot, but it's non-binding. It basically serves for informational purposes. I don't know what the case is in Texas, but it's pretty rare for anything that, you know, it's pretty rare for something like that to go to a vote among citizens and not in the legislature.
Cindy, thank you for that call. And Jesse, thanks for localizing it, because it's one of those things that some people, you don't know how some of these laws are made. We are looking at Wisconsin's abortion laws and what might happen if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Jesse Opoyan is with us. She's the State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Capitol Times. Now, you can join the conversation right now at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about what we might see here in Wisconsin? What are your opinions on Roe v. Wade? Do you want it to be maintained, or would you like it to be struck down? Call in now, 800-642-1234. Again, that's 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. And we'll pick up this conversation in just a moment right here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. We're talking about the future of abortion here in Wisconsin. Abortion is technically illegal in the state. There is a law that was put in place in the mid-19th century, but Roe versus Wade superseded that ban for roughly the last 50 years. Now, advocates on both sides of the debate say the U.S. Supreme Court could be on the verge of overturning that ruling, so we're taking a look at what might happen here in Wisconsin in the event that that were to happen. Jesse Opoyan is the State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Capitol Times. She is with us, and you can join us at 800-642-1234. What has been your reaction to the new abortion law in Texas that has a lot of people both upset and on the other side of the abortion debate excited. Maybe you want to see it struck down, or perhaps you want to see it strengthened at the federal level. Call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. So, Jesse, we were just talking about Attorney General Josh Call signing on to this amicus brief that is basically saying, hey, Wisconsin does not support what we're seeing in Texas and other states. We support the Department of Justice's move here. What have we heard from other state lawmakers?
This falls pretty predictably along party lines. It wasn't always the case that abortion was easily predicted by party, but people's opinions generally seem to, at least in the legislature, fall by their party. So on the one hand, we've got Democrats and particularly, you know, some of the ones who have been more vocal about this over the years, who are saying it's important to pass that law that I mentioned earlier, which would get rid of the state's ban, so that, should Roe versus Wade be overturned, it wouldn't even be a question. Given the makeup of the legislature, that's not going to happen. On the other hand, we've heard that Republican lawmakers, a few in particular, are working on a similar bill to the Texas bill. And former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who's running for governor as a Republican, has signaled that if she were elected, that's something that she would want to sign into law.
Well, let's actually take a listen to something that, gubernatorial hopeful Rebecca Clayfish, she launched her campaign last week, and she was interviewed by conservative radio host Mark Belling on WISN in Milwaukee. And let's hear what she had to say.
I will sign a heartbeat bill. I have not seen the language of Donna Roser's bill, but I know it is in drafting right now. I have a long history of being pro-life, and I will fight for every human being with a heartbeat, Mark. Every human life.
So she mentioned Donna Roser there, and that's a state representative, a Republican from Marshfield, and she is currently working on an anti-abortion bill. First, let's talk about Clayfish. Where does she typically fall on this issue, and how did she respond to it when she was lieutenant governor?
Yeah, Rebecca Clayfish has always been among the more vocal anti-abortion advocates. So no surprise that this legislation is something that she's interested in. There's not necessarily much that the lieutenant governor can do on that issue, but she was definitely vocal in her support in speeches that she gave, or if she weighed in on policy that was being considered.
And you were just talking about some bills that could be in the works. Clayfish obviously mentioned Donna Roser. What do we know about sort of the ongoing introduction of some of these bills and how they typically fare in our legislature?
We as a state, certainly over the last decade or so, have actually passed a lot of legislation regulating or restricting abortion. That happened pretty smoothly under Governor Scott Walker's tenure, because Republicans controlled both chambers of the legislature, and there was a Republican in the governor's office. Given our knowledge of how most other things have gone in state government with Republicans in the legislature and a Democrat in the governor's office now, certainly wouldn't think that this would be any different from any other issue that has resulted in gridlock. Plus, we know where Governor Evers stands on this. He would not be signing anything like that. But in the past, there are some laws that haven't ever made it. There's been an ongoing effort for years to try to restrict the use of fetal tissue in research, and that tends to get blocked every time it's introduced. On the other hand, a few years ago, Wisconsin did pass into law a ban on abortions after 20 weeks, which is in that period where it's not a direct challenge to Roe versus Wade the way that Mississippi's law at 15 weeks or Texas's at 6 would be.
We are talking to Jesse Opoyan right now, State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Capitol Times. And we are talking about a law that we have in Wisconsin that basically bans abortion. It has not been enforced in about 5 decades. But now there's been some renewed interest in learning more about it because of these laws that we've seen put in place in Mississippi and Texas. I want to go to one of our callers right now. We have Scott in Madison. Hi, Scott.
Afternoon. My question is, how are child safety restraints in automobiles going to be worked into this legislation? It would seem to me that now they're set by weight of child. And since we're talking heartbeat law, that child has the right to be restrained properly, as in the back seat.
Scott, thank you for your call and for listening to us today. Now, Jesse, one thing I do want to talk about is you mentioned just a moment ago, Governor Evers, that it is extremely unlikely that he would ever support something like this. And in fact, he has vetoed abortion legislation in the past. And he tweeted, quote, you know, after the Supreme Court left Texas's law in place, "I will always trust women to make decisions about their bodies and their health care." You know, how is the governor's office tackling this right now?
I think that's pretty much what we've seen from them. You know, he's made his position clear. As you mentioned, he's vetoed bills before. He has, you know, campaigned on reproductive health rights, access to abortion, and you know, has followed through with what we all expected from that. So is he necessarily going to be out there campaigning on this? I think a little too early to tell, but you know, it does seem like this is going to be an issue that's going to be forced to the foreground. And given one of his potential opponents is already talking about it, we may see him become more active on it too.
Now, you have followed politics for a very long time, Jesse, and it feels like this cycles in a lot. And I don't mean to sound cynical, but we are heading into a midterm. And as you just mentioned, we don't know right now how Governor Evers, I mean, if he decides to run again, could make this part of his platform. But we already know that Clayfish is already talking about it. If you have a crystal ball, I suppose, how big of an issue do you think that this ultimately could be as we head into 2022?
I think it could be a lot bigger than the issue has played in previous elections. I think depending on the climate of any political cycle, this is an issue that sometimes politicians don't want to talk about at all. Obviously, it makes people uncomfortable in a lot of situations, and it's something that I think, you know, politicians have traditionally tried to stay away from when they're trying to hit that kind of middle of the road voter. On the other hand, this is an issue that really rallies bases on both sides of the issue. And we haven't been in a situation, as we've said several times throughout this conversation, we as a country haven't been in a situation like this before where the potential to overturn Roe is seemingly imminent. And so it will be something that motivates voters on both sides of the aisle. And I think, you know, as a result of that, we probably will see candidates talking about it more when they have tended to downplay it in a lot of previous elections.
Now, we've been mostly talking about politics, but there are, of course, advocates on the pro-choice side and the pro-life side. What have we heard in Wisconsin from people who are passionate about this issue?
Yeah, you know, from the pro-life side, the anti-abortion side, they're excited. They see potential. They also recognize the political reality that there's a Democrat in the governor's office who's not likely to advance a lot of the goals and legislation that they may be supporting. In my conversations with them, it's been talking a lot about kind of working within the framework that they have, maybe even trying to find compromise bills if those exist, something that, you know, could get people on board and sort of advance things further. But it's also going to be just a lot of, you know, talking, education, campaigning, you know, trying to connect with voters and get the message out, you know, without necessarily being able to pass laws. You know, on the flip side of that, pro-choice or you know, pro-abortion right advocates also face the reality that while the governor might sign their legislation, it's not going to pass the legislature. So they're similarly sort of locked in place, working within that framework. But you know, talking about the laws that they or the laws that they've tried to introduce, talking about that ban and reminding folks, I think you know, on both sides, reminding folks that there's a lot at stake depending on who's in which elected office and which way the Supreme Court goes and, you know, how all the dominoes fall into place.
Now, Jesse, we're still in what feels like an old story, but certainly in the earliest parts of the chapter of this one. What will you be watching for over, you know, the next few weeks or months as it as things start unfolding about Roe v. Wade, certainly federally, nationally, and here in Wisconsin?
Well, I'll definitely be curious to see if we see any other bills on either side of the issue. I think, you know, we'll see a pretty heated fight over that 6-week bill, even if its political fate is currently baked in. Also kind of keeping an eye on, there's a lawsuit actually currently going on related to Wisconsin's abortion regulations. Planned Parenthood is suing to allow advanced practice nurses, so that would be like a nurse practitioner or a nurse midwife, to administer the abortion medication for women who get a medication abortion, and to allow them, women, to take that at home via telephone or video rather than having to come into the office. So that case is still going on. It has nothing to do, no bearing with what the Supreme Court has decided on Texas or what it could decide on Mississippi, but kind of playing out in tandem to see whether the court says, you know, Wisconsin can keep this law in place, or whether it expands abortion access in Wisconsin. And it's been a mixed bag on that in the courts in past years.
Well, Jesse, we'll have to leave it there for right now, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jesse Opoyan is the State Capitol Bureau Chief with the Capitol Times. We talked with her about Wisconsin's abortion laws and how the practice here could potentially change if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn Roe versus Wade. Right now, we are following laws out of Texas and Mississippi that are challenging Roe versus Wade.